take snaps under center. You have to do shotgun.
No limitations. It's doing great. Thank you. It's doing great. Yeah. Thank you very much. I did not see that, but that's awesome. Sweet. That's great. I'm sorry, after what? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. From my rookie year? Absolutely, man. You know, they obviously are crazy talented. You know, we all know that. We see the kind of players that they have. But, you know, you have a better grasp of what they're trying to do, you know, with you know, both Coach Ryan's. You know, you could expect everything. You always get ready for everything. You know, but I definitely have a better grasp, and that just comes with experience. You know the talent that they have on the outside, the talent they have inside, but you have a better way of feeling, you know, how to attack it and things like that. Yeah.
Do you look back at that game at all?
I won't look back at that. I know, you know, I'm sure he may throw something like that just to be funny. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, he definitely brought it all at me, rightfully so. You know, and they ended up beating us that day, but I know he doesn't care too much about the Jets anymore, and I don't care too much about that game anymore. So we're moving on, but I am looking forward to competing them against him and his brother. I mean, they're two of the best coaches, you know, mentally that this game has. So it's going to be fun, man. I always look forward to competing.
How have we seen Khalil grow as a leader this year?
Oh, man. You know, obviously he, you know, stands in front of everybody before every game, and, you know, everyone looks to him, you know, down there before we stretch and all those things. And, you know, you just see him go out there and he does exactly what he says he's going to do. You know, he does exactly what he does out there at practice. You know, he's not a guy that just comes out here, shows up on Sunday and says, yeah, I'm, you know, just freakishly talented and I'm going to make all the plays, which he very well could. But I think what separates him, and I think I've said it before, is his work ethic, is the way he rushes the passer in practice. You know, the way he chases down the run when it's away from him at practice. And I think that that's something that speaks louder, you know, than him just saying things with his voice. Yeah.
Guy last year, and here he has 10 sacks and more than he had in his entire career. Surprised by the season he's been able to have there, getting that opportunity?
You know, I'm not surprised at all. I've kept up with Lorenzo. We talk, I feel like every week, it's been every week, we still talk because he's such a great guy. I mean, you guys know, you guys talk to him. He's a professional. He's a great person off the field. And, you know, obviously I wish him the best besides this week. You know, but I'm not surprised because I know how hard he plays. You know, we watched him on special teams so many times, running down there like, you know, he could care less about how his body felt, you know. So to watch him do what he's doing now, I'm not surprised at all.
Derek, when you talk about the Bills pass rush, is it more of them trying to outnumber the amount of blockers? Is it trying to confuse the quarterback? Kind of what makes them so good?
They do some things, you know, where they'll bring some guys more than you can block. They've done that a couple times. They do some things where they know how talented they are, and they just let those guys go, you know. And, you know, when you can do that, you know, that's what the NFL's about, man, is letting those guys go. And, you know, obviously those coaches are really smart, like I said. They let them go and put them in positions to, you know, do things that they're really good at. And, you know, they kind of do a mixture of both.
Yeah, when you look at the numbers from 2015 and 2016, your fourth quarter play has improved dramatically.
Hmm.
Over this past year, what have you learned or what have you been able to apply to the game situations that
you know, it's that's a loaded question. There is so much because I've done so much, you know, film study. I've done a lot of mental work of putting myself in, you know, situations and really trying to talk myself through things. And then out there on the practice field, you know, the coaches put me through, you know, situations all the time. Like I tell you guys all the time, Coach Del Rio makes it as hard as he can on me, you know, out there. So then when the situations do come up, it's really easy, you know, or at least try to be as much as you can make it. And so there's so much that goes into it, but, you know, I just think it has to do with part of the growth, man. I'm still young. I still have a long ways to go. I still got a lot to learn about this game, you know, and about, you know, situations and things like that. So I just think it's a testament, too, that we're getting better, but, you know, we still have a long way to go.
We've heard Khalil a lot. He always talks about by any means. And it's kind of a phrase that seems like it's starting to seep a little bit more throughout the locker room. A lot of other guys saying it. Is that almost starting to become a little
That's fine with me, you know, by any means, whatever it takes to win, that's all that matters. You know, you hear him, you hear Khalil say it all the time. You hear, like you said, I hear guys saying it all the time. You know, before he's even saying it, they're already running up saying it, you know. And, you know, they give him a hard time all the time saying it to him. But that's how you know it's stuck in their brain, though. You know, so if at any moment, you know, they need to dig down deep and win by any means, they're going to give us everything they got. I'm good with that being our motto.
We've heard your name kind of in the MVP discussion, but is it time to start talking more about Khalil and the defensive player of the year?
Yeah, talk all about him. You don't have to talk about me one time. You know, I'm good with that. I'm good with doing my job and going home to my kids and my wife. So talk to him. You know, he doesn't have any kids. He doesn't have a wife yet. So give him all the praise.
Jack, you plan on wearing a glove again on Sunday?
Hey, we'll see. You know, my hand's doing great. Thank you for asking.
Derek, Mark Davis waited a long time, I guess, for a season like this. What's your relationship like with him?
Oh, we love him. Yeah, we love him. You know, he came to, you know, he's come up to Khalil and I with things, you know, regarding the team and asking our opinions and things like that. And me and Khalil kind of sat back afterwards like, man, you're the owner. You do whatever you want, you know, kind of a deal. But, you know, it's just cool because we all have a cool relationship with him. You know, we see him on the plane every time and he talks to everybody and we love him. You know, I know that I have a, you know, great relationship with him and talking to him. And, you know, especially, you know, before Coach Del Rio was hired, you know, talking back and forth and things like that. So, you know, I have a great relationship with him, and I'm thankful that, you know, I get to be his quarterback.
Different from some other NFL owners, he's different than a Jerry Jones type. He's out front talking to the media all the time.
You know, to be completely honest, I have no clue. You know, because I don't know the other guys. You know, I didn't get to, you know, meet them or talk to them. But, you know, all I know is that, you know, ours is pretty cool, and I know our team loves him.